One's a movie buff. One watches movies just enough. Together, fun will be had by all. This is Nadie and Katie at the Movies. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Nadie and Katie at the Movies. I'm your host, Nathan, a.k.a. Nadie, of course. And with me on today's episode is my good friend, Katie. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I am doing so well, and I'm actually just sitting here recording a podcast with you today. Not pulling double duty mom duty. It's kind of nice.
You said duty. That's such a funny word. But you know what else is really exciting and kind of not really funny, but it's exciting that this is our last episode of April. We've made it to the end of April. Can you believe it? I mean, it's crazy. It's almost May. It's almost summer. It's almost the happiest time of the year for teachers. Though teachers still work really hard during the summer. But I'm excited.
I'm excited for you to be excited. And yes, I love April because it's my birthday month. But unfortunately, we are ending our April on a movie that was, I'll go ahead and say, I think it was good, but it's not necessarily a peppy one. And that movie is Hotel Rwanda.
That's right. And before we can talk about it some more, we got to go over the synopsis. Hotel Rwanda is about a hotel manager who houses over 1,000 Tutsi refugees during their struggle against the Hutu militia in Rwanda, Africa. Hotel Rwanda stars Don Cheadle, Sophie Okonedo, Nick Nolte, and a few other people. So let's get right into it. Katie, what did you think of Hotel Rwanda?
Well, first of all, I was talking to my best friend earlier and she goes, I can't believe you've never seen this before. So I'd never watched it. I'd heard so much about it. Like, I definitely was familiar with it. I had some idea of the story. I knew it was about something in Africa and that it was sad. That's kind of all I do. So of course it came out when I was 14. I'm not usually in the mood to sit down and watch a depressing movie. So I kind of knew that going in. But I will say, because I'm a little bit of a history buff and because the performances were incredible, and there was a lot of emotion, I really did like it. I would say, I mean, Don Cheadle, incredible. His highs and his lows. The other actors and actresses I didn't know as well. And there was nobody that really took me out of the movie. So I wouldn't say anyone was bad. A random Joaquin Phoenix is in there and like a small role. He's like a videographer. So I wasn't sure if he was going to like play a bigger role. But anyway, Don Cheadle, man, what do you think? I only know him from Marvel.
I'm just going to go out there and say I thought this movie was really, really good. It was a movie I also had never seen before. I had heard about it. I thought the performances were amazing. Don Cheadle, like you said, did phenomenal. Yeah, I thought Joaquin Phoenix in there was kind of random. I was really worried that he was going to be like the quote unquote white savior of the movie. Because again, I didn't know the whole story of this movie. So I didn't know where he was going to fit in there. I did recognize somebody in this movie, her, and it's Sophie Okonedo, and she plays Don Cheadle's wife in this movie. And it's so random where I know her from. I don't know if you've ever seen Ace Ventura When Nature Calls, Katie, but she plays the tribeswoman that Ace actually kind of, you know, gets with in the movie. And so the movie of Hotel Rwanda, I had a hard time not thinking
of freaking Ace Ventura. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's quite a different movie. Quite a different movie. Man, yeah, this, Nathan, I don't even know where to begin because it's just a freaking sad movie. So like you said, you know, the plot is based on a true story. I mean, it's pretty close to accurate. I mean, yes, there's some people that would say, oh, Paul was depicted as being way more heroic than he really was. Or maybe some people seem more villain than they were. But I mean, this is pretty straight. I mean, I watched some history videos of this incident of that war. And I mean, it's like straight textbook from what really happened. And the true story of him housing people and just trying to protect his family and his friends from these violent people. So I thought they portrayed the history excellent. Lee. But God, it is just depressing. I will say one of the biggest positives I have is that it moved me, which is, I believe, what the purpose is. It's the purpose is to move you, to open your eyes, to give you a moment to reflect on maybe the life that you have and the life that others have around the world. So I've tear up in movies, right? I mean, that's just, a movie can make me like tear up. I've teared up in Iron Giant. This movie, I was eating lunch, finishing the movie, and I actually like started crying, like full on, like sobbing, crying, and had to stop. And I just like started praying. I mean, it was just, it really put me in a tough place with my faith, for a little bit of like, can't believe this happened. You know, cannot believe that people are so cruel, so horrible. There's a scene where they come upon all these dead bodies. I mean, there's just children, women. I mean, it's just strewn out. They're actually, not to be gross, but like they're driving over something in the fog, and they get out and they realize they're literally driving over dead bodies. There's so many. I thought the performance of Don Cheadle after he comes back from that, basically has a huge breakdown. I thought that was beautiful and powerful, but I'm like getting chills right now talking about it. How immensely sad and powerful this story is.
And to kind of go off that a little bit, though, I was surprised. Yes, it's very heavy. Yes, it's very sad. But there was like a good amount of semi-humorous moments, I guess, to put in between the seriousness of what's going on. Like Don Cheadle has a kind of humorous interaction with a lot of the characters in the movie. I think they did a really good job, in my opinion, of balancing. So it wasn't such a super depressing movie, because of just everything else going on. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, we're not going to go into big, heavy spoilers. Obviously you can go on Google and search, you know, the history of this, but, basically what happens is that Don Cheadle is the manager of this hotel, and there's this war going on, and they think they're going to get protection from this army of majority white soldiers. And come to find out, the government, the UN, is not allowing this army to help them. And so basically all these white soldiers leave, and they're allowed to take all of the white guests that are in the hotel with them. And so it obviously is a big racial rift going on during this whole movie. There is some really pivotal moments where the character of Don Cheadle's wife, make this really heart-wrenching pact that if something happened to him, that he basically says that they need to go commit suicide.
Actually, Nathan, I looked up too. Apparently, I can't remember whose dad it was. Someone in their family, like really true life, they actually paid someone to have him shot because that was what he wanted. Like, that's how brutal it was, that, you know, you're just at a place where it's like, I'd rather you not. I mean, they would like chop a hand off, come back later and chop another hand off. Like, they were just brutal with these machetes. So yeah, like it's, you know, it's bad when they're like, no, please shoot me. Or like, please jump off a building. Like, do me. I think he says something like, I don't want our children to see us die.
Yeah, it's definitely a heart-wrenching movie. And my biggest like is everything. I thought this movie was very well done. I thought the performances were very well done. I thought the intense moments were very well done. I just thought everything about this movie I enjoyed watching it. And yeah. And I say that obviously not like, wow, everything happened was great, but like it was just a very well acted movie. And mm-hmm. that is what I go for. That is what draws me in, is the acting and the story. And obviously, since it's based on true events, that's one of my favorite kind of movies, because you get to see the highs of society. And obviously in this movie, you get to see the lows of society and how people have to go against the biggest odds against them and somehow come through. Now, like you said before, a lot of people from that country kind of did not appreciate the way they portrayed Don Cheadle's character, because a little side fact is that in real life, this guy, yes, he did allow people to stay in the hotel, but what they don't show you in the movie is that he actually made them pay to stay in the hotel while he was, you know, sheltering them, which you can say... you can kind of say, well, you know, he still wanted to keep the upkeep of the hotel. He still had a living to try to, I guess, live after all the wars going on. So I guess you could see it that way.
I mean, and it was interesting too, speaking of money, like it kind of, there's so many layers of how bad things got, but it was also interesting how much power. I mean, there's big racial thing, like you said, like the whole war is because there's two racial groups and they're fighting each other. It's civil war. But like, if he didn't have money, like I felt like a lot of the movie was the character or with the guy, Paul, bribing people. I mean, that was a large amount of how he was able to, like, he was not some like physically strong hero. A lot of it was like using his power from relationships, using his money and his prestige to leverage that to help people. I mean, and it really shows you the inequalities there of like people that had money are going to get treated differently. There's a scene where he's like, hey, call everybody that you know and see if you can get them to help us. Like, cause the white people, you know, the Europe, America, they're not going to help us. So let's call around. And yeah, I mean, certain people got through and they got to, you know, be called upon. So again, it just shows like he was just constantly paying money, paying money, paying money. There's a really disturbing scene where he's literally like, they're like, how much money do you have? And he gives them money. He goes, okay, you paid enough to have one person. He has to like look at a group of people and like, okay, which one am I going to save? And the other ones are going to die. But I mean, yeah, the guy, Paul Rusas Bagina, he ended up getting like an award. He was given the Presidential Medal Honor of Freedom from the United States. And actually, fun fact, Nathan, when I was looking him up, he like just a few months ago got out of prison. So he lived in America after that with his family. And then he spoke out against the president who was a Tutsi or something, I think, who was basically trying to like get back at the Hutus for being so mean to them. And he was speaking out against them. So they tricked him and they like put him on a plane and tricked him and basically brought him back and put him in jail for several, like for 2 or 3 years. And America, I guess, because we thought of him as such a hero, we basically like kept hounding them and the Americans were able to get him back out. I don't know. This movie brings up a lot of deep things too. Like there's a part where Joaquin Phoenix's character is like, you know, filming all this disturbing stuff. And then they're like, oh, see, show this to America. It'll change them. It'll make them want to help us. And he's like, no, they're just going to watch it and go back to watching and eating dinner. And it's hard to not feel convicted when he says that, because here I am like eating my lunch while I watch this movie. Like,
and his character isn't wrong. I mean, you see that all the time. You know, we see something terrible going on in the world. We get really upset about it for like a couple of days, and then we just move on to the next tragedy. And so I think this movie, I mean, not really, it wasn't really ahead of its time. I mean, I think a lot of things had happened before that basically show that same thing. Like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that's happening. Something has to be done. And then a couple of days later, okay, what happened? So yes, this movie does shine a light on that. So obviously for me, the biggest like was everything. I didn't really have any dislikes. I just thought it was just a very well done movie. Was there anything that you found that you were like, I didn't really like this part of it that much?
Well, I mean, I disliked the topic. I mean, I disliked, you know, how horrible and sad it is. Like children cry. There's one of the quotes, there's like a Red Cross lady and she's like talking about how she's like, yeah, when I left the orphanage and they were killing the kids and they said, please don't let them kill me. I promise I won't be Tutsi anymore. Like just, it's just disturbing to think of human beings as being so cruel. That was my biggest negative, I think. And I didn't like to have to see blood and dead bodies. I mean, there's a lot of dead bodies in this, but I think they did a good, I mean, in terms of the movie, they did a great job. Like none of it felt hokey. Like it definitely looked like a dead body. You weren't like, oh, that looks so fake. It was good. I'm just ready to rate this thing and to start watching other movies that are not so dark.
Well, don't get ahead of me now, because I'm going to reveal soon what we're going to watch, the first movie of May. Oh, but before we can do that, we got to rate this movie. So Katie, what would you rate Hotel Rwanda 1 to 6 stars?
It's a powerful story, great acting, and it's relevant. There's atrocities going on now, so I think everyone should watch it. Therefore, I'm going to give it 5 out of 5. Can't give it a perfect 6 because it's not my genre, but 5 out of 5.
Well, I'm giving it a perfect 6 out of 6. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah,
performances were great. The topic is obviously something that people need to know about. It's a part of history. And so I just think it's just an important watch. So that is Hotel Rwanda, the last movie of April. We got some surprise Saturday episodes coming up pretty soon. I'm excited about those. And we have our first movie of May. And sorry, Katie, it's not a happy one. Take a listen.
Truck, wiggle out, jump, run, somebody.
I'm scared.
I know. I'm going to be there in your head talking to you the whole time.
Truck, wiggle out, jump when the truck slows down. Run, somebody.
We all right?
Jack, listen to me. This is our chance.
Thank you for letting us do this interview. We're grateful to hear your story.
Thank you to everyone who sent their good thoughts and their prayers.
For 5 years, you made life in that small room, that prison, as nurturing and normal as you could.
You are so old now.
Yep. Hey, do you know what we're going to do today?
What?
We are going to bake a birthday cake. You chose to tell Jack that room was the whole world, that there was nothing else.
Good morning, lamp. Good morning, plant. Good morning, sink.
I wanted him to feel safe and that it was a great place for him to live.
Did you ever think you would be free?
I hoped.
Hello, Jack. Thanks for saving our little girl.
Are we in another planet?
Mm-mm. Same one, just a different spot.
No matter how sweet the storm,
I've been in the world 37 hours.
That's us.
We push.
I've seen windows and hundreds of cars and birds and grandma and grandpa.
Jack, someone here would like to meet you.
Will he find us?
No, he will never find us.
Everyone keeps asking, are we okay?
You have no idea what's going on in my head.
Yeah, well, try me.
And every time you look at me, that's all that you see?
When I look at you, Joy, I will see my daughter.
You're gonna love it.
What?
The world.
We're starting the month of May with the movie Room, starring Brie Larson and a fantastic child actor. I've already watched this movie and I can't wait to talk about it with Katie. I don't know if she's ever seen this movie before. It's not to be confused with the Tommy Wiseau terrible movie, The Room. It's just Room. And we're going to be talking about that the first episode of May. So, Katie, how would you like to end the month of April?
I want to quote from our movie, and it just goes along with what Paul did. He housed people. They're trying to like get on the bus, and the Red Cross lady says, they said that there wasn't any room. And he says, there's always room.
Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms. And if there's a movie that you want us to watch, feel free to contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.